My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening live at the Reagan Building. You can find more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. Their upcoming CD, though, due out in just a few weeks, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying, and one of my favorite titles there. But Elena, as exciting and as rough and tumble as the politics are in the United States, Eastern Europe and Russia, man, they're not kidding around over there.
They are not. And we were talking a little bit about how wild it was about 10 years ago. I guess there was another crisis in the Ukraine, and at the time we wrote a song about it, and that was wild back then. They were poisoning people. Like, I think there might have been umbrellas sticking into people, and, you know, people getting pockmarks on their face from it wasn't polonium. It was, I don't know. There was some kind of poison going around.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, with the umbrellas. I mean, that you're talking James Bond villain type stuff there. Viktor Yushchenko, I think, was the name of the guy who won the election, and then they tried to poison him, and they did poison him, but it wasn't enough to kill him, and then ultimately he was in power, and then he wasn't in power, and we got Yushchenko, who's the guy that they just kicked out now. So say what you will about Eastern European and Russian history, it is not boring. But here's the Capitol Steps from the Four More Years in the Bush League CD with There Is Nothing Like Ukraine.
Sunlight once a year, and our vodka's got a kick.
We got borscht to knock your socks off, and a lot of Bolsheviks.
We've got nobles and Chernobyls.
50 million residents.
What ain't we got?
A president!
It's difficult to have elections in Kiev, because every time we try, Mr. Putin sends his boys in to have dinner with the leading opposition candidate and find out if he likes his cream soup with or without poison.
There is nothing like Ukraine, nothing in the world. There is no place with terrain that is anything like Ukraine.
Though we think Yushchenko won, like I told my cousin Vlad, all Ukrainians have done is make Mr. Putin mad.
Then Yanukovych did a trick to weave a tangled web.
He went and called his brother Jeb.
Though we thought Yushchenko, the two candidates, had the better bio, in Ukraine some voting lines were longer than many heavily democratic areas of Ohio.
We're proposing that Ukraine call elections off. We could always start again.
And now, presenting the next candidate for president of the Ukraine, a man who cannot be beat because he has nothing to lose.
By electing Al Gorbachev.
Wow, Elena, the more things change, the more
Gorbachev
the citizen.
Could work. Just put a little red mark on his forehead and send him in there. By the way, thank you very much for pronouncing my name correctly. the last time John Travolta pronounced it, it was Ina Loop or something.
That was amazing.
It was. And actually, probably she got so much more publicity out of it than she would have any other way.
I think my favorite part is sometime earlier this week, I guess she's still in a Broadway show. She flew out there to perform the song for the Oscar ceremony. In the playbill for one of her performances this week, they put her incorrect name in there instead of her real name. So obviously they're good sports about it. And John Travolta, apparently he rehearsed it and did fine. I guess being under the spotlights, even though he's been doing that for 40-some years, you never know when it's live.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not me in front of a billion people, that's for sure.
Yeah, her real name's Idina Menzel, and it was Adele Dazeem or something. So that's just sheer panic. That's not trying to sound it out and just getting a couple syllables wrong. That's just closing your eyes and throwing a dart in the dark, I guess.
Well, I think I think last time that Ellen hosted the Academy Awards was almost the same time as the crisis in Ukraine before. So it may be like something going on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that has to be deeply investigated because
yes, the conspiracy theorists will love that one.
That could not be a mere coincidence. So. Elena, so the new CD is coming out when?
The new CD is coming out probably in about a month.
Okay.
How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying, as you mentioned. And, geez, it's got all the NSA scandals on it and all the everything that's happened in the last year. So.
Well, we look forward to rolling some of those out again as the album debuts. And, Elena, as always, have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.
You too. Talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. You can get great CDs like Fiscal Shades of Gray and How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying, which will be out in just a few weeks. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.